Tesvov Elul, Wednesday the 14th of September. Rabbi Dov Meir Brzezinski, the importance of a Kotel's mitzvah.
So thousands of years, Am Yisrael have been mechanech their children. Parents have been upbringing their children in the ways of Avodas Hashem. And even when one talks to a child who's a Kotel, we see also today, parents tell their son to do a mitzvah. Sometimes a father may say, one mustn't do such a thing, it's muksa, it's also, or one is mechuyav to do a certain thing. The question is, I noticed this when my son became bar mitzvah, then I told him, from now on you're mechuyav to do mitzvahs. Obviously one tells him in a pleasant way, but it's a chayav to steer. I mean, telling him, until he's bar mitzvah, I'm also telling him here and there, you're mechuyav to do certain mitzvahs according to his capabilities, according to his intelligence. And suddenly when it comes to bar mitzvah, he, till now he was potter, now he's mechuyav. What's happening over here? Are we, is this Gnevas Das? Is this Sheker? Chas v'shalom? It's not mistaber that mitzvah chinuch is done in a way of Sheker. Although in Issa definitely no shade of there's no even have a minute that to ask if it's Osir. I saw someone ask Rabbi Yashiv if his wife is going to she's normally quite tight when it gets to Adlokas Neiris, and he's choshish that she'll be maybe Mechal Shabbos in a minute after Adlokas Neiris, after Shkia or Tosefta Shabbos. Can he tell her that Hadlokas Neiris is really 5 minutes before the real time? So Rabbi Yashiv said that yes. So you mustn't tell them that this secret. But so it comes that if to be Menea Mishael, one is allowed to be Meshane. Also, one sees in Chazal, one is allowed to be Meshane Pnei Hashonim. But I think I saw that someone once asked a Chazanish Legabe to be Mishane when one is Mutter to be Mishane. So he said you can do it once or twice, but if you do it too often, you'll end up being a Shakan yourself. So it's not so mistaken that the mitzvah of Chinuch is that we are doing Gnevas Das on our children until they become Bar Mitzvah. It's not mistaken. When I was Bar Mitzvah, Dain Aloni, Zvecha Tzadik Rebrocha, gave me two sforim, which he himself, his sforim. At that age I didn't appreciate his godless, his goyness. A few years ago I had a look in this sforim. One of the sforim is, I think it's called Mitzvah Schinuch L'Oy Ha'alocha. It's unbelievable the amount he's put in there, Lomdis and Yediyas. So he brings a list of Rishonim who hold that the chiyuv of mitzvahs of chinuch is actually a midrabanan on the child himself. That means when the child is capable, according to his age, intelligence, it's usually the age of around 6-7, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings, to do certain mitzvahs, so he's mechuyav midrabanan to do these mitzvahs. That means min haTorah, he's potter until he becomes bar mitzvah. But when he's already the higia the gil chinuch, then he himself has a chiyuv midrabanan to do these mitzvahs which he can do. One of the Rishonim is Tosfos, the Rambam as well, could be the Ran. I heard someone told me, b'shem, I don't know who he is, Rav Talidano in Eretz Yisrael, big time chochim, he explained in the Rishonim that it's kilu he's already become bar mitzvah at a younger age midrabanan. That means every mitzvah that he can do, that he's mechuyav midin chinuch, he's bar mitzvah for this Mitzvah midrabanan. I saw in the Ksav Sofer, it's a machlokes. There's a list of Rishonim who hold that the Kotel is potter, even midrabanan is potter from doing mitzvahs. He's not mechuyav at any mitzvah, even midrabanan. But the Ksav Sofer is machria. He paskin, he says the halacha, the maaser, one paskin back the Rishonim who hold that a Kotel is mechuyav midrabanan to do the mitzvah which he can do. So according to these Rishonim, when we tell our children, or our grandchildren, even before they're bar mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do as follows, it's a osa, etc., etc. It's true, because he's in midrabanan, he's mechuyav to do what he can do. I saw that the Sefer on Chinuch, Rabbi Shua Neuvit, Mechabav Shmir Shabbos Yilkosa, he has a a very nice sefer on chinuch. So there he asks on these rishonim who hold that the kotin is mechuyev with the rabbanon. He says the whole chiv of to listen to the rabbanon is because the Torah says lo sosu. But if the kotin himself doesn't have to listen to what the Torah says, then mechuyev because he's potter minat what the Torah is mechayev him. So he's also potter to listen to the chachamim. Because the whole reason you're mechuyev to listen to the chachamim, because the Torah tells you you're mechuyev to listen to the chachamim, but he doesn't have to do the mitzvah which the Torah says. So he asked Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, his rebbe, this question. Shlomo Zalman answered that interesting yesod, that the loy sosor, the yesod of loy sosor is that the Torah gave the chachamim koyach to be mechayev whoever they feel they need to be mechayev. Even a ben noyach, they can be mechayev. As the ben noyach is quoted from, he's only mechuyev b'shem mitzvah b'nei noyach. But the chachamim tell him, you're mechuyev to do a certain thing, then he's mechuyev to do it. And the same thing is the gabei kotin. That if the chachamim say to a kotin that you're mechuyev medin chinuch to do certain mitzvahs, so the kotin has to listen to the chachamim. It's a power the Torah has given the rabbanon that to be able to tell according to what they feel is necessary. Whoever they feel is necessary, the one has to listen to them. So till now we've explained, according to the Rishonim we hold, that Chiyuv Chinuch, we'll call it, Chiyuv Chinuch Darabonon, we'll call it that the child is Bar Mitzvah Midarabonon already at a young age. But we mentioned that our Rishonim, many Rishonim will hold, that he's not Mechuyev at all. So, I'm going back to the question that we asked before. According to the Rishonim, when we say to a child, you have a mitzvah, you have a chiyuv, is it true or not? Dan Loni, when he brings these Rishonim, then I think it's quite deep, his sefer. I think what he's explaining, that even according to these Rishonim, there are two ways to explain why the child is still mechuyev to do what he has to do. But one thing he says, that a child is part of Klal Yisrael, is part of Kedushas Am Yisrael. Someone who is part of Klal Yisrael has to do what Am Yisrael has to do. He says, even if he's a kotan, he has to do what he can do according to his capabilities. Like we find, Kohen, who's a kotan, has to also be careful of certain things which a kohen is mechuyev. Why? Because he's part of the Kedushas Kohuna. What I understand from what he's saying, that that even according to the Rishonim we hold that he's part of Midrabanon, but he still has to do, not Midin Chinuch, he has to do what he can do Midin part of Klal Yisrael. We're not sure if he's alive. If he would be here, I would have asked him exactly what he means, because he writes a few words just to explain this mahalach. Another explanation, he says that the father has to, what's chinuch? Chinuch is that I get the child throughout the years that he's a cotton. I put him the feeling that he's mechuyev to do mitzvahs, not because I'm telling him as a father you're mechuyev to do it. Because if that would be the case, then when he's bar mitzvah, or when the father's not here, so he said, okay, my father's not telling me anything, I don't have to do it anymore. The whole idea of chinuch is to implant him the feeling that he has to do mitzvah because he himself has to do the mitzvah, not because his father is telling him what to do. So I think what he's saying is that it's true the kot, according to the Rishonim, the kotin is really potter. But I have no choice. I have to mechanech him and give him the feeling that he's mechuyev. So I have to tell him that he's mechuyev. What I thought of, maybe one can say another explanation we can use Dain Eloni's Yisod together with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that to explain the Rishonim hold that a child is potter midin chinuch, but he still has a chiyuv. Why does he have a chiyuv? Because the Chachomim beforehand, Shlomo Zalman, we mentioned, he explained why, according to the Rishonim, we hold that a kotan is mechuyev din chinuch. We said that he's kilu bar mitzvah midrabanon, as even before he's bar mitzvah. So Rishonim Zalman said that chachom, you have a koyach to tell him you have to do what you have to do. Maybe we can use Rishonim Zalman Auerbach to explain According to the Shoyin, we hold that a child is a pot of Jabonon, but he still the Chacham give the father a koyach that they give him, like a king can give a koyach to someone below him, yeah, that he can force someone else to do something. Prime Minister gives police the whatever, that people have to listen to the police force. So Lahavdil, the Chacham gave the koyach to the father that you can tell your child to do, and he has to listen to you. Not within kibudav, he has to listen to you because we tell him he has to listen to you. So Mele comes out. This is another way similar to Dain Aloni, that a child, even according to the Shoyin, will hold that he's potter from doing mitzvahs because of mitzvahs chinuch. But there are other reasons why he'll still be mechuyev to do what he has, what he's able to do. I don't want to complicate matters, but just to be able to understand what we have said till now, maybe we'll bring a nachkimina halacha lemaisa. I don't want to go into all the shittas because it's getting too complicated. It's just according to what would happen if the father is not here. The father hadn't told the child you have to do a certain mitzvah, but the child knows it. He's intelligent and he knows that there's a certain mitzvah which he can do and he's supposed to do. His friends are doing it because they have to do it. Does a child have to do this mitzvah or not? So according to the Rishonim, hold that a child is already his mechuyev, like we called it, his bar mitzvah midrabanan. So it makes a difference whether the father is telling him or not. He has to do what the chachomim, what he knows he has to do. According to the Rishonim, hold that the child is potter. Only let's say the way we explained it, that the father has to listen to the chachomim who gave the father the koyach to tell him what he has to do. So if his father hasn't told him anything, he doesn't have to do it. It could be another nafkemina is an interesting Mishnah Berurah. There's a situation where the Mishnah Berurah says, although lechatchila one shouldn't rely on it, but he says a child can be motzi a godel in kiddush if the godel davened already ma'ariv. So there are shittas, the bi'aloch is very marich, it's not poshut, but according to those shittas to hold that the father's already yotze min ha-toyra, kiddush, in Shemoneh Esra of Ma'ariv. Now the child, so when the father afterwards makes kiddush, has to make kiddush, it's only mid-rabbonah. Min ha-toyra is already yotze kiddush mid Shemoneh Esra. The child in Mechuyiv also kiddush mid-rabbonah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that as I said, he said one shouldn't do it mechatchila, but if one sees it over there in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, there is a tzad that the cotton can be motzi his father, because the cotton is mechuyev midrabanan midin chinuch, and the father is mechuyev kiddush midrabanan because minatoy is already yotze in Shemini Esra. So the cotton can be yotze the father, and can motzi the father. It could be that it's totally wise of cotton mechuyev midrabanan. If he's mechuyev midrabanan because he's like we said, ba mitzvah midrabanan, so he's mechuyev to do mitzvah kiddush, and his father mechuyev mitzvah kiddush, both of them are drabanon, so he can moti his father. But if by according to the Shoyin, we hold that the child is not mechuyev midin chinuch, he's not mechuyev, he's not ba mitzvah midrabanan. Only there are certain other reasons why he's maybe mechuyev to do it, because he's mechuyev to listen to his father, whose father is telling him to do kiddush. So then he's not mechuyev to do mitzvah kiddush, he's mechuyev now to listen to his father. So it could be, according to this Mahalik, he won't be able to motivate his father, because he's not doing now mitzvah kiddush, he's doing now what his father told him to do. So just to summarize, we ask that when we tell children or grandchildren to do certain mitzvahs, there are many Rishonim, that's what the Kasefer Paskins, that who hold that Be'etzim he's mechuyev midrabanan to do these mitzvahs. Like a god is mechuyev min ha-Torah, he's mechuyev midrabanan. And we said, according to the other Rishonim, even though he's not mechuyev midin, he's not bar mitzvah midrabanan, but there may be the other reasons why he's still mechuyev to do these mitzvahs. Till now we've explained what's the status, is the child mechuyev in mitzvahs or not. Now there's another nekuda. Even if we say he's potter entirely, even midrabanan, he's not mechuyev at all. But when he does a mitzvah, is he doing now a mitzvah min ha-Torah? He's not mechuyev min ha-Torah, but is he now being mekayem a mitzvah min ha-Torah? What I said before, Legabi Kiddush, just he can't be motzi his father, not because maybe he's doing mitzvah kiddush, but because he's not mechus to do kiddush at all, that's the reason why he can't. He won't be able to motzi his father. Okay, to come back to Nakuda, which we're saying now, when a child does a mitzvah, is he mekayim a mitzvah min haTorah or not? He's not mechuyev min haTorah. That everyone holds. He's not mechuyev min haTorah. Only when he's by mitzvah, he has to do a mitzvah min haTorah. But is he? If he asks us, am I doing now a mitzvah? I'm eating now matzah and leila seder. Have I got a mitzvah min haTorah or not? Or just midrabanon? I saw someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, when a child becomes bar mitzvah, the day is bar mitzvah, in the morning, when he said Brechas Torah, he was a kohen. Now, he's still mechuyev to, when in the night he's become bar mitzvah, is he mechuyev now to say Brechas Torah again? Because when he was a child, he wasn't mechuyev to say Brechas Torah. He only said it midin chinuch. And now he wants to learn. Does he have to say Brechas Torah again? So it could be the machloikis, if he's mechuyev or not. But let's say Trem Zalman says it's kedai that a child when he's bar mitzvah to be mechaven avo rabo in Ma'ariv, that it should be also good for Brichas HaTorah, and straight after Ma'ariv he'll say a pasuk or something, and then it comes out that avo rabo was also for Avas Olam, was also good for Brichas HaTorah. Someone asked Trem Chaim Kanievsky, should a child of focus be mechaven in Avas Olam or not? So Reb Chaim said that his father, when he was bar mitzvah, the stipler didn't tell him to be mechaven, and Reb Chaim himself brings a raya from the Sefer Derech Sifra. Reb Chaim brings a raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach that what a child does when he's a kotan helps him also for when he becomes a godel. What he does when he's a kotan is considered that he's mekayim mitzvah min haTorah just like a godel. He's not mechuyev to do it, but when he does it, it's like he's done a mitzvah like a godel. And when he becomes a godel, he can use that mitzvah which he did when he was a kotan. What's his raya? His raya is that, the Rambam says, when you have Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, that a child who became bar mitzvah after Pesach Rishon, before Pesach Sheni, so he has to bring a korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, because he didn't bring a korban and Pesach Rishon. But if in Pesach Rishon they brought a korban Pesach for the child, they weren't mechuyev, but they did it. They said, "You also, this Korban Pesach is also for you." He doesn't have to bring a Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So Reb Chaim says it's a raya from Rambam that the Korban, which even though if they wouldn't have brought a Korban Pesach Rishon a Korban for him, he'd have to bring Pesach Sheni. That means Pesach Sheni is a reason in itself that when that a child who's now a godel who was a child but when he's a godel in Pesach Sheni, he's mechuyev to bring a Korban. But if a korban was bought for him in Pesach Rishon, then he doesn't have to bring. That means the Pesach Rishon, which was bought for him, the korban Pesach which was bought in Pesach Rishon for him, it's considered his mekayim mitzvah min haTorah of korban Pesach. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that same thing in Brichas HaTorah as well, in other mitzvahs as well. What he did when he was a child, even if he's potter from doing it, he's done a mitzvah min haTorah just like a godel. That means a child who asks us, "Am I kayim mitzvah a mitzvah like you?" Yes, I'm much like the father. He's mekayim mamish mitzvah min haTorah. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in Chedusha Reb Chaim, he also brings this Rambam, and what it comes out from what he says over there, that be'etim he holds that the Korban Pesach is a special grace akosif in Korban Pesach that it works for cotton. Okay, the pasuk says Sela boys. From there we learn that also for cotton Korban Pesach helps. But not for other mitzvahs. And he brings a raya that it doesn't help for other mitzvahs. That the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, what happens if a shoiter who ate a kazayis matzah during Leila Seder and suddenly became nishtafe, he became normal? The Gemara says he has to eat another kazayis. So Chaim Soloveitchik says we see that what a person does when he's not when he's part of a mitzvah, he's not considered that he's becoming a mitzvah in a Torah. And the haraya that when he's nishtafe, when he becomes normal, the shaita has to, who's now become normal, has to eat another kadais. And what Chaim Soloveitchik seems to hold, it's quite mephorish in his words, that the same thing is lagabe a cotton who becomes a godel. And because when he was a kotan, he was not mechuy, he was potter mitzvahs, it's not considered the mekayim mitzvah min haTorah. And let's say an example of Korban Pesach. No, Korban Pesach is a special gzeirah kosher that he doesn't have to bring another korban. But besides that, for example, in Brichas haTorah, according to Chaim Soloveitchik, it seems that it will hold that you have to make another bracha in the when he's bar mitzvah. It could be there are other reasons why he'll be potter. But it's I saw someone ask Rabbi Yashiv the same shaila. If a child when he becomes bar mitzvah, does he have to be say Brichas haTorah again? So he says that Be'etzim also when he's bar mitzvah, it's not poshut that he's a godel min haTorah. Maybe he hasn't brought Shtei Saris. So Memele Memonoshev, he doesn't have to make Brichas haTorah again. So it could be also to according to Chaim Soloveitchik, who holds that what he does when he's a kotan doesn't help him when he's a godel. But let me say you won't have to say Brichas haTorah again for other reasons. I asked Chaim Kanievsky, what does he do with the raya of Chaim Soloveitchik from Matzah, from Shoyte Shenishtafe, and the Chorit Shtarka raya that a cotton, what he does when he's a cotton, it's not considered that he's done a mitzvah for when he's a godel. So Reb Chaim answered me that a kotan and a shoita are two different things. His notion is that a shoita, he's a lav bar das, but a kotan, daite klishto. The Gemara says there are things which a kotan is believed. Lechoy, what he means, so what he's saying is that a shoita is lav bar das. Masha'ikin a kotan, daite klishto. What is daite klishto? Rashi Nivomis says that daite klishto means that. Dako, Rashi explains the word daiti klishta. Data kolema dato mu'etes she'ein mechudod lahovin kishar b'nei odom. That means the cotton has a bit of das. He definitely has more das than a shaita. And the examples, Reb Chaim said that there are cases which a cotton is nemon. The Moshe the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Dalit says that a cotton is nemon in bedikas chometz. Agav the Mishnah Berurah says that although a cotton is nemon in bedikas chometz, but it's not a kedai to rely on a cotton because it's a big tircha to bedikas chometz, so maybe he'll be misatzel. Agav bedikas chometz is only nemon before chatzos. It's also brought down in Mishnah Berurah because then the chiyuv is midrabanan because the person can be mevatel chometz. But after chatzos, then he's already the chiyuv bedikas chometz is minatoyer, so cotton won't be nemon. Another example where a cotton is nemon, the Gemara in Pesuvos Daf Chofches says that a cotton is, it brings a list of things that a cotton is nemon to say what he saw when he was when he's a god, that he can say I saw when I was a cotton, let's say till a certain place we went was Tchum Shabbos. He's nemon when he's a god to say things which he saw when he was a cotton. So we see that a cotton is nemon in certain things. Masha'en Kein a shoyt is not nemon in these things. So Chaim holds that you can't bring a raya from what a shoita has to eat matzah again, to a cotton, that a cotton will also have to eat matzah again, because a shoita is lav baradas. A lav baradas, that means he's potter for mitzvahs. He's potter for mitzvahs because he's lav baradas. He hasn't got a das at all. Now she ain't a cotton that has got das, less das than a godel, but you can't be mechiach from a shoita to a cotton.
Chaim Brisk also knew that nafka minna, surely. Between the shoyt and the cotton.
Yeah, so we'll get there. So Lemaisa, the shayla is that cotton is also not nemon. Cotton is not nemon in deraisa. It's only nemon in the rabbonon. But things which are deraisa, even a cotton is not nemon. And here, the whole mahalach which we're asking over here, which we're bringing rayas, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, is in deraisas. So lechayra faket, how can we say? How can we bring a raya from a cotton? A cotton is nemon b'drabonon, that he's better than a shoita. But when we're talking about deraisas, he's the same like a shoita. But it's not shver because the ritva in ksubas. He explains in the same where the Gemara in Ksuba says that a cotton is nemon on certain things to say what he saw when he was a god is nemon to say what when he was a cotton. So The Ritva says that he's not named on the Gabi Deraisa because the Gabi Deraisa one needs Eidus. And a cotton is a grace of cotton, a cotton is possible from Eidus. What we're talking about over here, we're not talking about the Gabi Eidus, we're talking about who has more seichel. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky holds that you can't bring a raya from a shoita to a cotton because a cotton has more das than a shoita. And where do we see this? We see this like Abed Yarbonon that a cotton is them on a shoita is not them on. Masha'inkein Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, it could be he holds that. The fact that if we see that Legabe Deraisa is not Nemon, it makes a difference whether it's Legabe Nemonos or other things. Legabe Mitzvah Deraisa, a cotton is considered like a shaita. It could be Nafki Mina. Now, another Mahalach to explain why it's not Shveh from. How does we answer Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Kash on Reb Chaim Kanievsky from what Reb Chaim Soloveitchik asks from Matzah? Once again, we're just repeating that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik brings a ride. If a shoita eats Matzah, the Gemara says he has to eat Matzah again when he becomes Shofui. So we see that if someone who's not Mechui B'mitzah is not considered even Kaim B'mitzah. So what about the same thing will be like Rabbi Cotton? It could be one Kim Mechale between them that the Torah was with such a Mahalech that the Torah was given to a normal person. I mean, now a cotton when he's born without das at all, but that's normal. And over the years, he gets more and more safer. Everything is normal. That's the Mahalech the world goes. And the Torah is given to a normal situation, normal child. Now, she'en kein a matzav of a shoita, also a shoita who becomes shofui, that's not a normal situation. So, mele, one can be mechalik between a shoita and a cotton. That is, even though we see the Gemara says that legabe a shoita, the mitzvah which he does, doesn't help him when he's a gadol, because enachanami, because the Torah wasn't given to a shoita, because that's not a normal situation. Masha'en kein a cotton, the Torah was given to him because it's normal that he has less das when he's a cotton. That's a normal situation. The Torah was given to him. And afkemina between the Mahalach, which we said beforehand, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky's answer, and the way we've been answering it now, is that according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that he said that a cotton has more. The Nekudah here, how much das does a cotton have? So he says that a cotton has das. Horayah, he's nemon in certain things. The shoita doesn't have das. So according to him, it could be that when do we say a cotton, the mitzvah which he does is considered a mitzvah min haTorah? Dafke, if he has such a das that he's nemon, lemoshel the Mishnah Berurah says a cotton, which cotton is nemon for bedikas chametz? And the Mechaber says the Mechaber says. That he has das livdoik, and the Mishnah Berurah says the word Mishnah Berurah says higia lechinuch. Hainu higia lechinuch. In a different place, the Mishnah Berurah says, "What is higia lechinuch? What's the age of higia lechinuch? 6 or 7." So it could be according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, cotton does only from the age of 6 or 7 when he has enough das for this mitzvah. That's considered a mekayim mitzvah min haTorah. But less than that, it could be also a chaimer hold that's not considered a mekayim mitzvah min haTorah. Masha'enken, if the Mahalach, we explained that it's not totally in das. It's totally if it's a normal matzah. So even if he doesn't, it could be even the age of 4. It could be also mekayim mitzvah min haTorah because he's still a normal person for that age. But also according to our Mahalach, if he doesn't have das, he's not even aware that he's doing a mitzvah. So lechorah, then he won't be mekayim mitzvah min haTorah. Why? Because he's then is begedim misasik. Moshe, we find by Rosh Tzkiyah Shofar, if a person is teaching children to be Shofar, and he forgot it's Rosh Hashanah now. So he's not Mekayim Mitzvah Tzkiyah Shofar, because it's called misasik. He's now busy with Tkeshev, not busy with the mitzvah. So the same thing, I think the Shagas Arya says in Tur Eben, that God, that even though the Shagas Arya, the Tur Eben brings this, he says it's the Maisa, so a Godel, even though he's a Godel, he has the ask, if he's misasik in the mitzvah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. I mean, he's not aware of what he's doing. There's many examples halacha lemaisa, but so same thing with a kotel, the age of, let's say, age of 3, he doesn't even know he's doing a mitzvah. So it could be the kulam, it's not considered the mitzvah mitzvah because he's misasik. So just to summarize, we asked, is a kotel mechuyev the mitzvahs or not? So minatora is definitely not mechuyev. Only when he becomes bar mitzvah is mechuyev. The Irish Holy hold is Mechuyev Midrabanon. We called it Bar Mitzvah Midrabanon. And the Irish Holy hold that he's part of Midrabanon. And then we explain, according to Dain Aloni, that even though he's part of Midrabanon, he's part of Midrabanon to do these mitzvahs. But it could be there are other reasons why he's Mechuyev, not Midin, not his, not because I'm Mechuyev to do this mitzvah. I as a child, Mechuyev to do this mitzvah. Either because I'm part of Klal Yisrael, or I'm Mechuyev to listen to what my father's, telling me to do. And then we explained that even if he's potter entirely, even with Dabon is potter, but it's according to Chaim Kanievsky, what it comes out, he's definitely mekayim mitzvah min haTorah. Unless if he's misasik, if he doesn't know what he's doing, then he's potter. And just to finish off, the title does say in the Kiddush Yankiv in Brochus that he says the Gabe, there's a machlokes if noshim are mechuyev brikas hamozen. The Ashes of the Shaul that is the mitzvah machlokes min halacha lemaisa, that the potter from mitzvah from min haTorah from brikas hamozen only midrabanan. So the Stipler says that it could be even if she's potter min haTorah, but she still has a schus of doing a mitzvah min haTorah. She has the Torah. She's part of Klal Yisrael, so the Torah looks at it that she's has a schus min haTorah of doing a mitzvah. So it could be also that even if we say the cotton is not mechuyev to do any mitzvah, and he's not considered he's done a mitzvah min haTorah, he had a schus of doing a mitzvah. What is definite that he definitely gets schar on everything he does because in a kodesh bochu mekapeh schar kol berech.